have their weird tape experiments. Yeah, that was a short song. Before that, we heard from pretty well-known rapper, reggae artist called Ice Ezhel. And the song was Benim Derdim from his album of 2017. So it featured a lot of stuff thrown together. You had some auto-tune vocals. You had some hip-hop beats. You had some kind of reggae toasting vocals and some electric guitar soloing. So, yeah, there's no rules. There's no rules in Turkey. Don't tell His Excellency that, the new president, who is in the words of Wikipedia, under his administration, Turkey has experienced democratic backsliding. Which kind of sounds cool, the way they word it, but it's not very cool. Yeah. He actually was the mayor of Istanbul, but they fired him in the 90s because of a speech where he openly talked about religion or something. Anyways, we won't get into it. Yeah, okay, so next we're going to hear one of the classic artists from Ankara, Turkey. His name is Erkan Oğur. He was one of the artists who helped kind of bring back this folk music style. He's also really well known for playing fretless guitar, which actually is quite appropriate because in Turkey, the scales are totally different than Western music. So there's bands now that are using that. Melbourne, Australian band King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard did an album called Flying Banana, flying something banana, in which they used guitars or they created instruments with the scales of Turkish music, which sounds like it's basically notes in between. Microtonal music is what a lot of people call it. But anyways, the point is that that the whole music rules in Turkey are different. You don't just have ba 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 ba. You have all these ba ba ba. I can't even do it because it's not even in my brain. But there's in between notes, like half notes, basically. Yeah, yeah. Who would have thought, right? There's no rules to music. You can play anything you want. Even pop music, which I might get to at some point, has these really cool kind of dark sounds. Even like something that you'd consider a cheery pop song. So anyhow, I'm a getting out of control here. Erkan Oğur, his name is. He's in his early 60s. He rocks the classical guitar, and he rocks the baglama as well, which is the instrument that does have frets, but it is like they're all in weird little places. So it has these unorthodox tunings, you could say. Okay, well, we're going to hear a song of his from the 90s. This is Bir Omurluk Misafir. And he's still going strong. Erkan Oğur right here on Wandering Rhythms from Ankara.
Hayır. sıcaktı, kızardı gözlerim. Çelik ata bindim, uzundum, bekledim.
Hey, people, lovers of Turkish delights. This is Wandering Rhythms traveling through Ankara, Turkey, the second largest city, the capital also, and it is 1,000 meters in the sky. We heard just recently, actually seconds ago, an artist who rose to semi-prominence in the 1970s, and his name is Mustafa Özkent, the Orkestrası, and his orchestra. So that was cool funk music, and the song Burkak, and there is a chimpanzee on the album cover, which I quite like. A lot of things that became samples in hip-hop music from that album. And before that lovely piece of music, we heard from a current band called Dogu Block. Sure, Turkish would disagree with that pronunciation, but no Turks in the room right now, so it's going to be Dogu Block. And the album's called Satan Hazretlerinin Son Yolculuğu. And the song Jerry Donimum. Speaking about Turkish alphabet, I'm going to just try to cover up how badly my pronunciation is. But there's a lot of double letters, so it's kind of fun. Alphabet, they're missing a few, like a W and an X, but they got 2 C's, 2 G's, 2 I's, 2 O's, 2 S's, 2 U's, and one of the I's has no dot on the top. So a little confusing for the modern keyboard, but it was only after the Ottoman Empire fell and Turkey became a modern nation in 1928 that they decided to scrap the old Ottoman Arabic script and move to Roman letters. So it's a pretty recent phenomenon, and I'd like to thank them for making things that I can more or less at least try to pronounce. So there we go. Some cool rock music from Ankara, Dogu Block. And before that, we heard something else. We heard, a short hip-hop instrumental number with some guitars from Turkey in the sample, which I enjoyed. Çevki is the artist. The song was 75 Kuruz. Came out in 2015. Before that, we heard kind of the opposite of that. We heard the classic Erkan Ogur, musician who plays a fretless guitar, and the Bagulama. Yes, so we're running short on time. Going to play next, because I think I promised it, sort of, at least to myself, that I would play something that's pop music, and just to show that even in the pop music, there's no boring, you know, 3 chords. It's like cool Turkish vibes even there. So everything's authentic in Turkey. I mean, everything's a mix of different things that they've heard and also ancient sounds. But yeah, it's a real mixing place. So here is a pop artist, pretty famous, I imagine, Sebebim Ask, and the song Sedin Gurel. And then we got time after that. I'll just go straight into another new rock band called Son Fechi Bisiklet and their single Yaman Yok. So yeah, we'll just run straight through the rest of the show. And this has been Wandering Rhythms in Ankara, Turkey. I hope you enjoy the ride. Stick around for more fresh, far-off tunes in the weeks to come. Good day, one love, and happy Family President Day. Everybody out there. We're all one family, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, and babies. Goodbye. Kış olup dondum.
Zaman